welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Today it's Pentecost, and we celebrate Pentecost as we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit in power, with the noise of rushing wind and the sight of tongues of flame resting on the heads of the disciples gathered in Jerusalem. So let's read from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound, like the blowing of a violent wind, and came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Because Pentecost is the time that we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to dwell in believers, we think of Pentecost as the birth of the church. The Holy Spirit has anointed and continues to anoint his people, calling them to gather together in unity in the name of God. So today is the church's birthday. Happy birthday. Now, as we go through this reflection, we're going to do a couple of prayer activities, and that requires a few items. So firstly, you need a glass of water, just a normal glass of water. and then secondly, some kind of squash or juice that will change the colour of the water. So blackcurrant squash, anything like that. Or if you don't have any squash, maybe some food colouring, or basically anything that will change the colour of the water that is also safe for us to drink. So if you need to go and get those items, just pause the video, go and get whatever you need, and then come back and press play, and we'll restart from there. So Pentecost existed as a celebration before the day in which the Holy Spirit came in power. It was a festival known by a number of names. Pentecost, because it was 50 days after Passover, Pentecost meaning 50 days. Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, because it was 7 weeks after Passover. Sometimes it was also referred to as the Feast of the Harvest, or the Day of the First Fruits, because the festival was supposed to celebrate the harvest and God's provision for his people. So as we reflect upon Pentecost and what it means for us, we're going to think about the Jewish festival of Pentecost and how God used that festival and extended some of the meanings and understandings of what was to happen during it to demonstrate how awesome he is. And as we think about Pentecost, let us also come before God with expectant, longing hearts, asking God to fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. So because Pentecost was a festival to celebrate the harvest and God's awesome generosity, the practices on that day ensured that people gave offerings back to God as a demonstration of their gratitude towards him. So Pentecost was a time to offer to God. And then God changed that meaning so that it was a time to offer to God and be transformed. So the Jewish festival, in the first fruit offerings were made, in which the best of the harvest was offered to God. This was a sign to signal that they were giving the best of what they had to God, and they were holding nothing back. So this festival was a time for people to thank God for his provision and to give their offerings to show their thankfulness. Yet on that day, God chose to demonstrate how awesome and generous he is. While people gathered to offer him things, God poured out yet more to the people. He gave them the most amazing gift of the Holy Spirit. In doing so, we find ourselves in the position of needing to thank God so much more than before, and we already had more than we could ever thank him for. So Pentecost was a time to offer to God, a time to thank him, and we certainly have so much to thank God for, and we certainly need to thank God for the gift of his Holy Spirit coming to dwell in us. We no longer use the practice of performing rituals and offerings to God. We do not have festivals in which we give to God the first fruit of our harvest. So how can we demonstrate our gratitude to God? How can we offer our praise and worship to God? I'm reminded of a beautiful song which asks the questions, Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring? To so faithful a friend, to so loving a king. Saviour, what can be said, what can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? And in answer to those questions, the song says, I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Our offering to God needs to be our entire lives, our hearts open to God, offered to him in gratitude and thanksgiving. Pentecost was a time for the Jews to offer the first fruits to God, giving him the best of the harvest. What about us? Is Pentecost a time to offer our lives to God? God offers us the amazing gift of the Holy Spirit, God dwelling within us, but he doesn't force himself upon us. We need to choose to offer up our lives to God and give the Holy Spirit permission to enter into our hearts and allow him to transform us. So this is where we're going to use our water and our squash. So take your glass of water and imagine that this is your life. Just your ordinary life with nothing really special. And then we're going to take the squash. And we're going to drop it into the water and see how it instantly changes as God comes and transforms our lives. So as we do this activity, take a moment to imagine your life being transformed. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come and fill our lives. We offer you our whole lives, holding nothing back but giving to you everything. So God, come and dwell within us. Another element of Pentecost, or the Feast of Harvest, was the sense of being filled. And so we think about Pentecost being a time to be filled with power from the Holy Spirit. The festival celebrated the harvest. There was joy at the barns, storehouses and pantries being filled with the produce from their hard labour. This reminded them once again of the generosity of God who provides the things we need. During the festival, they would also have a meal to celebrate the harvest, with the food coming from the produce. So the meal consisted of wheat and dairy products. The filling of their stomachs, once again, was a sign of the generosity of God. And on that Pentecost that is recorded in Acts, God filled his people with more than food. He filled the disciples with the Holy Spirit. He filled them with power. We are told, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The Holy Spirit came upon them dramatically and also filled them with power, gifts and abilities that they did not have before. This is the power of God. He comes into our lives and fills us with power, but only if we are responsive to him. We have the choice of whether to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us to the full, or whether we hold ourselves back and do not truly allow the power of God to fill us. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, and immediately the power of God allowed them to act, to speak with God's words, to follow his directions. We are also filled with the Holy Spirit, and yet we often do not allow God to work within us and through us as powerfully and miraculously as he longs to do. There are many things that try to prevent us from allowing God to fully work within us, to fully fill us with his power and majesty. For example, we allow fear to halt the work of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes God calls us to go places, do things, say things that we are scared of. We may know intellectually that God equips us for what he calls us to do, but still fear holds us back and we do not follow his call because it feels too much for us. Which of course it is. If we try to do it in our own strength, it would be too much. But the Holy Spirit is eager to work in power in and through our lives, if only we let him. Or maybe it's not fear that holds you back, but the prospect of shame and judgment from others. When we allow the Holy Spirit to work in power, he creates waves, and there will always be people, often in positions of power or privilege, who do not like what the Spirit is doing. They will attempt to discourage, distract, and defame us to get us to stop working for God. We can see this in the people's reaction to the Holy Spirit coming to the disciples. Many people in the crowd were amazed and awestruck at being able to hear about God in their own language. But we are told that some people sneered and made fun, saying they have had too much wine. Even seeing the amazing sight of a group of men from Galilee suddenly speaking in the languages of the crowd didn't stop some people from disbelieving the message. It didn't stop the people from mocking and judging and casting shame. The prospect of mocking, judgment and shame from others is horrifying, and it has the power to hold us back and stop us from allowing the Holy Spirit to work. But God gives you the power to fight against such things, if only you want it. Let me tell you a story from when I was little. Whenever we went out on walks, I used to pick up things and put them in my pockets along the way. It would keep me happily occupied as we walked along. I would pick up all manner of things, leaves, acorns, small stones and pebbles, large rocks, and even huge pieces of roofing tile. There was one particular day when we were going for a walk, and after only about 5 or 10 minutes, I said to my parents, "I'm tired. Can you hold my coat?" My parents were incredibly confused. Why would holding my coat help if I was tired? And then they picked up my coat and almost dropped it again because it was so incredibly heavy. I had stuffed my pockets full of random bits of rubbish, stones, roof tiles, rocks, etc. and it was weighing me down and stopping me from being able to walk properly. And so my parents promptly emptied my pockets and we continued on our way. Now, why did I tell that story? Well, in our walk with God, we pick up things as we go along. We pick up feelings of shame, fear, anger, complacency, guilt, and so on. All of which begin to weigh us down and stop us walking fully in the power of God. So we need time to empty our pockets of the things that weigh us down and instead allow the Holy Spirit to fill those places with his power. So what holds you back from stepping out in faith and confidence in God? Fear? Shame? Guilt? Complacency? Hopelessness? Anger? Whatever it might be, take a moment to let it go. And as you ask God to take away those things that are holding you back, ask the Holy Spirit to fill its place. So pick up your glass of squash and ask God to remove from your life the things that hold you back. And as you sense God removing something from you, take a drink from your squash and imagine it is the power of the Holy Spirit rushing to fill the place of the thing that God has just removed. So take a moment to pray and to drink your squash. God, you're aware of how much we pick up and put into our lives. Guilt, shame, fear, anger, complacency. All these things that hold us back and so much more. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to let go of those things, that you would take them away, and that in your place you would fill us with the Holy Spirit. So we pray this in your holy name. Amen.